Well, you licked a knife. What did you think was going to happen, huh?
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Leader Steve Mudflap McGrew. Yeah, I got cat hair all over me now. I was sitting here with Pooh Bear thinking about what to say, what to do on the podcast this morning. And as I set the co-host down, I've got co-host hair all over me. Anyway, Miss Thing was not able to join us today. She was not feeling well, so we didn't get a chance to record her before she got off for work. I will do my best to make up for it. And please forgive me. She will be back tomorrow. Hey, don't forgive me for making her sick. I didn't make her sick. She just wasn't feeling well. I don't know. It's something she ate, didn't eat, won't eat. She keeps saying, I'm going to go to the doctor. I'm going to go to the doctor tomorrow. I'm just not, haven't been feeling well. I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. She's been saying that for a little over a week now. How many people y'all do that? Do y'all go, I'm going to go to the doctor tomorrow and then put it off? But if I'm not feeling better by tomorrow, I'm going to go to the doctor. And then tomorrow comes and you don't wake up. Go to the doctor when you don't feel good. That's what it's about. When you don't feel good, that's your body telling you you're sick. How weird is that? So if you're sick, there's two things you ought to do. You ought to not go to work, for one, because we hate that. People at the office hate it when you come in sick. Why the fuck did you come in sick? You are sick. Do not bring it into the office. Don't come in here and share your germs with all of us. We don't want to get your sickness. I do not need to take your sickness home to other people and make them sick. I don't need to get sick at work and lose time and money at work. Nobody wants your sick ass at work. So here's the deal. When you get sick, stay the fuck at home. It's called time off, sick pay. Everybody's got it. If you just don't want to stay home sick, then go sit in the park sick. Just go sit in your car sick. Just do not come into the cubicle with your germy ass, nose, hands, and tissues. That's all I'm saying. Okay, anyway, if you're sick, there's two things. Don't come into work or go to the doctor. Don't keep saying you're going to go to the doctor. Just go to the freaking doctor. You know what doctors do? They make you well. That's their job. Yeah, how weird is that? You get sick, you come into a doctor, they give you something, and you get better. That's really weird, isn't it? I have a lot of respect for doctors because, and I've thought of this for a while, I thought it years ago, but I just got a chance to say it because I'm doing the podcast. You got to really respect doctors because they touch you before they know what you have. They didn't even know what you have. You could just have, like, I'm going to take my shirt off because I got this rash or something. And your shirt comes off. And there's, like, oozy sores the size of coffee cups on your back and side. And the doctor's like, holy crap, where have you been? Where have you go? What have you touched? What have you put your penis in? And then they have to, like, touch it and squeeze it and get some juicy stuff out and look at it under a microscope or send it off for tests. And then it comes back and go, you got, like, dengue fever. And they're like, oh, I touched you. And now I have exposed myself to dengue fever, whatever the hell dengue fever is. I just think, I know that's a bad one. Dengue fever. If you watch House, you learn things like dengue fever. Or the Ebola virus. I don't even know how you get the Ebola virus. You got to do something bad to get the Ebola virus. Don't you have to sneeze on the back of somebody's neck? That's one of the reasons I didn't want to see that movie Contagion about the virus that goes around, wipes everybody out with starts with just somebody sneezing, and then they touch a handle, and then somebody else touches the handle, and they get sick, and they cough into their hand, and touch a railing on a thing at work, and the next thing, you know, everybody at work is sick, and then they should have stayed the fuck home because they were sick, but then everybody gets sick and dies because one bastard wouldn't stay home from work because they were sick, and wouldn't go to the doctor. You know what else is worse? Is people that won't take anything when they feel bad. Do you know those people? Oh, I have a horrible headache. Did you take anything? No. Why? Why haven't you taken anything? You have a headache. Scientists have come up with this miracle drug that cures headache. It's called fucking aspirin. Try two of them. What is wrong with people that just complain about stuff? Well, I just don't like taking medicine. Well, that's what it's for. What are you, is God going to come down and like rub your head? Oh, does that feel better? It did. Thank you, God. My headache's gone. Oh, and then the hand disappears back up into the cloud? I don't think that's how it happens. God put his hand down and gave scientists the knowledge to make these things called a fucking aspirin. Take a pill. Take a pill and shut the hell up. Don't just mope around. Oh, I don't feel good. You know what? I don't feel good either. I'm not going to take an aspirin. I'm going to take a Xanax, and I'm going to zone the fuck out till you disappear. What is the thinking behind that? I don't feel good. I'm not going to take a pill. I'll just sit here and hurt and bitch all day long. How does that help anybody in the equation? You don't feel good. You sit there grumpy. You bite at people who walk by or say something. Or you just sit there quiet with a scowl on your face, and everybody's wondering, what's wrong with them today? And you're, I don't know. They came in quiet. Maybe they don't feel good. Did you ask them if they took an aspirin? I did. And they about bit my goddamn head off. Say, I don't take medicine. That's what it would sound like if Cartman was sick, apparently.
I don't take medicine.
So there you go. Next time somebody's at the house there and they're being all grumpy and they're like, I don't need this. Go, okay, Cartman, don't take your medicine. From now on, sick people who don't take their medicine go by the nickname or code name Cartman. What's wrong with Cartman? Won't take any medicine. They're such a Cartman. I love giving people nicknames. And, you know, if you give somebody a nickname, everybody knows who you're talking about. Like Miss Thang. I call her Miss Thang. You know who that is. You know, I call the Pooh Bear co-host. You know who that is. So it's fun to give things names. Like, I don't call it a penis. I call it a snack cannon. See how, if you hear that one time, you're going to remember that. You're just, from now on in your head, you're going to just think of it as, it's not your penis, it's a snack cannon. Okay, at this point right here, I'm pretty sure I lost a couple people, and I'm pretty sure my mom would be disgusted with me. Do you ever feel that way? Do you ever think of something and go, man, I probably shouldn't say this because my mom will probably hear it. Or, God, I probably shouldn't type this on Twitter because my son reads my shit on Twitter. And I do that all the time. I think of stuff, and then I go, fuck it, I'm a comic. If they can't handle it, don't read it, don't listen to it. This is what I do. I come up with stupid shit. I've tried to think of it as like, you know, I should be very gentle in this podcast. I should only do and talk about things that the congregation would approve of. And then I thought, you know what? If I do that, you know who's going to listen to this podcast? Not even the fucking congregation, because those are boring-ass people. Not that I don't love going to church. I do love going to church. I actually try to get Miss Thang to go with me most Sundays if I'm not working. And I love my pastor. My preacher is Richie Fury. I don't know if you know who that is. And you should if you don't, because he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's used to be with Buffalo Springfield and Poco, and he's a really good preacher. I love the uplifting message that I get from his church and from him and the Word. But I just don't always feel like, you know, I've got to confine myself to, like, just, oh, I am a goody-goody-two-shoes. Because I'm not, and I haven't been. And God loves a sinner, doesn't he? I mean, that's who he's after. He set out to save sinners. And Jesus died for our sins. And I'm just trying to make sure that Jesus didn't die for nothing. Because I am just like a sinning my ass off all the time. Not in a bad way. I don't like kill people or rob people or, you know, cut people's hair for no reason at all. Which would be really weird now that you think about it. Just to walk up and cut somebody's hair. The hair bandit. That'd be on the news. Denver has been rocked by the hair bandit. Women are afraid to go outside because the hair bandit has cut the hair of three women in the Cherry Creek area. Hair bandit. Video at 11. That reminds me of the joke that used to be about the gay man that would break into houses that rearrange your furniture. They would just attack people whose taste sucked, and they would make the house better. And see, this isn't us. That's not a slam toward gay guys. No, this is just talking about how they've got an eye. You could give gay people like a trash can, and they would remodel it, and they would sell it for $2 million, and a family would move into it. That's just how good they are at decorating and having an eye for art and taste. I wish I had that kind of eye. I wish that somebody would give me a trash can that was worth $2 million. I would love to live in a fancy trash can. I wouldn't be Oscar the Grouch, because that's why he's grouchy, because he doesn't have a trash can designed by a gay man. If he had a trash can designed by, like, a gay man, they would just call him Oscar. He wouldn't be grouchy. He would just be Oscar, who lives in the $2 million trash can. He could make a whole show on MTV. Pimp My Trash Can. I'd watch it. Hi, and welcome to a new episode of Pimp My Trash Can. It's going to be a good one today. Oh, yeah. Holla. I'd like to welcome my first guest today, RuPaul.
Please vote for me. I will be your president in 2012.
No, not Ron Paul. RuPaul. You people are so funny. I tell you what is funny, how Ron Paul keeps running for president. And everybody thinks he could be the candidate. You know, he's run a lot of times, and he's never won. And everybody, this is one of the things I can't figure out about Ron Paul. You know, all right, he's a good guy. He's got some good ideas. But he's not like he came out of nowhere. He's been in Washington for decades. So it's not like he isn't already a Washington insider. You'll be voting for the same thing that's been going on for years. So I hate to bust your little Ron Paul loving bubble, but he's not going to make it. Find somebody new. Ooh, 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 alert. Find somebody new. Find somebody that you can trust who has never been to Washington and doesn't like Washington people. How about somebody that knows how to run a company? Yeah, that would be great. He knows how to run a company, so he would know how to balance a budget because he runs a company that makes money. He doesn't overspend or waste it because that's not what you do when you run a company. You make money and you don't waste it. Ding. Over. No, I don't think that's really a good idea. Yeah, this is what you'd hear. No, I don't really think that's like a good idea to have like some businessman in there running it. Because, you know, it's just, they're just about the money. They're just want to be for the rich people because that's all they know is how to owe money. They just live for money and that's not who I am. I don't live for money. I would rather put somebody in the White House, you know, that is an organizer. Yeah, maybe if we could put somebody, I would vote for a party planner. You know, somebody that knows how to throw a really good party, knows how to organize a party. Yeah, I'd vote for an organizer. That's what I want for president. Not somebody that knows how to run a company, but somebody that knows how to throw a good freaking party.
Cue the Miley Cyrus music. Party in the USA. Party in the USA. Party in the USA.
I haven't really been to a good party this summer. Not even a good pool party. Got a community pool here in my neighborhood. We pay HOA dues to keep the pool going and all clean and lifeguards. And you know how many times I've been this summer? It's July. You know how many times I've been? Once. Yeah, that's well worth the fees, isn't it? Don't you wish you could just pick and choose what your HOA goes for? Like, I don't use the pool, so subtract $25. And I don't really walk on the sidewalks because I don't have kids to pull in a wagon, so I won't be using the sidewalk. You could deduct that maintenance, take another $8 off my bill. Basically, I live in this house right here, and I don't use any of your freaking stuff, HOA, so pretty much cut my bill down to $2. How's that? I'll pay you $2 to light the bulb out in front so the sign lights up and they are able to see the sign in the name of my neighborhood
when they're driving around looking for my house. Speaking of houses, I heard today that Katie Holmes, you know, divorcing Tom Cruise. Aren't you tired of talking about that? Well, kind of, sort of. But I did read that Katie Holmes is going to actually get to keep the house, and Tom gets the closet. That works out great for both of them. Pooh Bear, what'd you think? You like that one? You kind of stretched and looked at me like, that was a pretty good one. Thank you, co-host. I appreciate that. Now, what I would like for you to do, though, Pooh Bear, is to quit jumping on the table because you just stepped on keys and deleted some stuff, and I had to go back and record and put it back in. So, Pooh Bear, as much as I love you, keep your dirty butt off my computer keys, okay? Appreciate it. Oh, here's one thing that I do appreciate, and that is people that have been donating to keep this show going because I had to buy more bandwidth. I want to say a big thank you to Roger Alvarado. Roger, thank you for the massive donation. I appreciate that. Massive donation. And Roger just about paid to put this thing on the air. So I appreciate that. Actually, Roger, I'll tell you what you did. You bought the two microphones that we're using, Ms. Thang and I. So that money you donated, pretty much, it did pay for the two microphones that I bought to upgrade on this podcast. So thank you for that, and we appreciate all the sponsors. I also want to say thank you to Kristen Curry in the UK, who has been sending me these tweets, and I'm going to read them on the air here because I think this is very funny. I think I should probably make this part of the show now and then, but I'm going to have to give it a name or an intro. Let's do this. We'll call it Dubious Facts. And here's the first one. If you find yourself choking on an ice cube, just drink a cup of boiling water. There. Now you have more dubious facts. Christian has started a tweet for that, a hashtag on Twitter. You can do hashtag dubious facts. You can add to that. Christian has already sent me a couple more. I'm going to hold on to those. I might do one later in the show, or I might just save it and just randomly do one. Maybe I'll make it a once a week feature. Who knows? This is the podcast that I create as it goes along. So if you guys send more, or Kristen send more, we may make this a daily thing if I get enough of them, because it's very funny, the dubious facts. Yeah, but here's a real fact. I have had so much caffeine, my ears are ringing like church bells. Oh, inside my headphones, I just hear this. You ever do that? You ever have too much caffeine and you don't really know you've had too much until you have too much and then it's too late? Yeah, somebody please answer the right side of my head. Hello? He's here right now, but he can't come to the phone. Why? He's busy making a podcast. Please quit ringing this side of his head. And then I would slam down the phone. See, that's the bad part of cell phones now. You can't slam down the phone anymore. You used to be able to be dramatic when you were fighting with somebody. You could go, yeah, well, screw you. And hang up the phone. And now, see, I could have hung up right then. You didn't know. It just went quiet. That's all you can do now. You'll be mad at somebody. And you'll just be like, screw you. Hello? Hello, you still there? Hello? Hello? I guess they were angry and shoved the button down really hard. Yep, we're all going to miss hanging up the phone. What is the good phone now? What's the good cell phone? Everybody's talking about the iPhone. I have one. I don't like the way it shatters and you have to pay for it to get it fixed. We talked about it in another podcast. But are you liking the other stuff? Is the Android any good? I know some people really like that. I know people that have it, and they can't wait to get rid of it. They're going, as soon as my contract's up, I'm out of this phone. But are the other phones any good? What do you like better than the iPhone? Or is there anything better than the iPhone? I have mine and love it. I can't imagine living without it now. It's like attached to my hand.
I don't even know how people lose their cell phones because it's in their hand. But I did it while ago at Target. Paid for something, walked out to my truck. Crap, I don't have my cell phone. Ran back in there, and the lady was standing there with the phone. She goes, are you back for this? I am. Can you tell by the idiot look on my face that I've left my phone? Oh, I did see this at Target, though. And I probably shouldn't even laugh because it happened to a child. But sometimes the things that happen to children are very funny, and we should just be amused by it. This kid, I got my groceries, and I'm walking back out to the truck without my phone. And I see this kid slam a car door and start running toward Target. And the kid's dad said, slow down. Don't run. Well, you know what the kid did? He kept running. And then all of a sudden, like a NASCAR wreck, I just see the kid stumble, fall, and roll. Oh, yeah. It was like watching a NASCAR wreck. What happened was he ran out of his flip-flop. He came out of his flip-flop, just 1 foot. He had a blowout on a flip-flop. And his foot got caught, shoe came off, like throwing a tire in a wreck. And he went down. Oh, so... And you know what the dad did? I told you not to run. Yeah, because that's what a dad does. He just looks at you like you're an idiot and reinforces the fact that he told you not to run because he is older and wiser and smarter than you, and you didn't listen. So you were running, and you fell down. And he had on shorts. That's the worst part. Kid had on shorts. What? I don't even know how it looked like he might be, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5, something like that. Probably 5. Because he's a little older, and he had on, like, a red shorts outfit. You know, they put those kids in, like, those matching shirt and short outfits that don't look sissy at all. No. They look like they could decorate a trash can and sell it for $2 million. Yeah, but his little kid's knee was all just red. I couldn't tell if it was bleeding or not. I walked back, and as I walked past, the dad was just standing there looking at him, shaking his head, going, get up. Come on, get up. Come on, get! I told you not to run. Get up. So I walked on by, minding my own business. But have you ever had a flip-flop blowout like that? Or did you ever run around the pool? That was something else you'd get in trouble for, just running around the pool. Don't run. Don't run. They blow the whistle. Don't run. Well, they blow the whistle if there was a lifeguard there. Don't run. No running in the pool area. But when I was a kid, I got yelled at for running. Don't run around the pool. Because there's water. And you know what happens? You fall. And then when you fall, what do your parents say? I told you not to run. That's the standard. You don't jump up and run over and baby them. Oh, you okay? I told you. You're good. Oh, it's so horrible. You fell down. No, just I told you not to run. Stop crying, you little sissy. Just get in the pool. The water stings my cut. Get in the pool, you little sissy. I told you not to run. Oh, see, yeah, you're not supposed to say that anymore. You can't call your kid a sissy because, you know, that's just mean and hurtful. You got to just let them be whatever they want to be. You can't try to raise boys, you know. Don't try to raise men that don't cry when they fall down. Hell no, that is just wrong. You're just supposed to just raise a society of little sissies. That's right. Just be a sissy. Don't ever go outside because it's hot and, you know, don't ever... You know, do anything that you might get hurt. And don't go outside and ride your bicycle in the summertime because that's the deadly combo right there. It's hot and you could get hurt. Oh, don't do that. Come inside and just fill your face with junk food and watch TV, you fat little fuck. That's what you need to do. Wow, you're quite mean-spirited today here, Mudflap. What is wrong with you? I'm not mean-spirited at all. I'm just trying to make America a better place. Remember when common sense was called common sense? Because why? It was very common. Most people had it. And most people know that if you have a male child, you should probably try to encourage it to grow up to be a man. Wow. That is really hard, isn't it? No, I don't want to do that because that means I got to have rules and set standards and try to make him act like a man. And men, you know, they're just mean, evil people. They're the ones that start wars and kill everybody. Ben, just try to calm down and just be more. We need more estrogen in America. Please, more estrogen. Estrogen. Just set your child down and let him watch Oprah, the next chapter. That'll turn him into a real man, a very sensitive man, the kind of man other men want. Screw that. I say set him in front of the TV, make him watch Tom and Jerry cartoons, make him watch kids that, like the little rascals that just had imaginations and built stuff and put on plays. You need to have a kid like that. That's what you need to have him watch. Or maybe let him stop listening to goddamn Adele records and put on some Waylon Jennings for the kid and turn him into a cowboy. But mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive pickup trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. No, that's a great song, but that's not what you do. Turn them into Waylon Jennings song, and you make them 10 foot tall and bulletproof. That's what you do. Turn them into men, a man's man. Kind of men other men look up to. You know, like Tom Selleck. Or, what other man do you look up to? Tom Selleck. Or Tom Selleck. That's it. All right, Sam Elliott. Can look up to Sam Elliott, too, because he's a man's man. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Yeah, he's got that voice. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Mudflap, that doesn't sound a thing like Sam Elliott. I know. Oh, wait a minute. I'll try again.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Nope, didn't quite get it that time either. Wait, one more time.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
No, that's more of that Matthew McConaughey thing. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Matthew's kind of got that combination California surfer, Texas thing mixed all together. Hey, you know what? We ought to do? We ought to go on down to the beach in Galveston and smoke some dope and get on a surfboard. That's what I'm thinking we ought to do. And then after that, we can come back and we can film Magic Mike Part 2. I don't know if I survived the first one because I didn't see it, but that's what we ought to do. Yeah, I read today on Twitter that Channing Tatum is talking about Magic Mike 2 already. They just jump on that stuff. So if they do it, good luck. I know you ladies have loved it. I may have to go check it out. I do want to see Savages. That's the new one I want to see now. I watched one the other night. I think I even told you about this, Hesher, which was pretty good. Now that I'm not at the radio station, I haven't been getting all the passes to go to the movie, so I'm having to rely on HBO. Here's to let you know, HBO kind of sucks. They're showing movies that we saw years ago. You know what? If there's newer movies, please show those before you show crappy movies again. Nobody wants to see Time Cop ever again. Who was in Time Cop? Claude Van Damme. I am Van Damme. Yes, I am Van Damme, and I am in very many sucky movies. What accent is that, Mudflap? I don't know. It's a foreign accent, because Van Damme is a foreigner, and I gave him a foreign accent. I don't do a lot of accents. I can do sort of that one, and I do an Asian accent very well. And usually, eventually, whatever accent I'm doing just turns into an Asian accent, because I could be doing something, you know, bravo, bravo, this is very glad to have you here in Italy, and it's, you know what, I'm starting to lose it now, so I just saw, next thing I know, it's very well, hey, welcome to Italy, oh, he's very happy to have you in Italy, we got Peking duck, we got very good food here in England. England. Now let's look at it. I'm going to England. I'm not even in Italy anymore. I got to stop doing this, because I don't know why I'm making an accent. All right, it's just getting silly now. It's time to quit. I'm happy you joined me today. I'm happy you hit the button. Thanks for listening. Hope you share this with your friends, because I'm having fun doing this. And I get to just come down here and ramble, and I have to worry about somebody telling me some shit isn't funny or not being able to follow the bouncing ball. So thanks again. Please share. I want to say thank you again to Roger for the donation, and I want to say thank you for Perky Jerky. I want to say thank you to Perky Jerky for giving us some Perky Jerky. I'll be giving that away here again, but probably yesterday. Jesus, probably tomorrow. I told you, I've had too much caffeine. So thank you to everybody, listeners, sponsors, new listeners, tweet fans. Find me on Twitter at symbol Steve McGrew, STEVMCGREW. That's Twitter. You can email me at mudflapmcgrew@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook. You can find the, I have a new Remasculate page on Facebook. Look up that up, Remasculate on Facebook. If I have too many friends on Facebook, which I do on one page because I didn't know you could have a fan page and something else page, so I started the wrong one. You know how it is. I'm sure you've got some other people like that. So I'm opening up both pages, so even if there's too many friends, you can still write and post me on that. So you guys have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow, and let's end this like we always do. God bless America. And listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. Keep on flapping. I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the Mudflap House, flapping and poo, and their underwear, thing rings and news, and poo licks herself, and Flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and Stooges 3, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you lay. Oh, won't you come with me and remind